Psalm 84:11.
For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And that's pretty awesome, isn't it? So if you need something and you call yourself a Christian and you're fixing to lose your car, fixing to lose your house, or you're fixing to lose something, I mean, there's something, and I can tell you for sure, there's something. It may not be as rotten as you think, but there's something rotten between you and God. It may be something simple, but between God and you, he only understands one thing, walking uprightly before him. You may just be grumbling and complaining about something, and you haven't confessed it as sin. That you're grumbling and complaining may be what's withholding the good things that God wants you to have. If you're upright, in other words, to be upright means you're doing everything God tells you to do in his word. And one of the things where so many of us fall short is we don't spend any time with God. You know, we just don't spend that intimate time with the Lord. We don't praise him. We don't worship him. We're not in the word. God loves it when you're in the word. He loves to be intimate with you. He wants an intimate walk with all of his children. And if he don't get it, you're probably not going to get much from him. 2 Peter 1:10 is where we're going to start. So, dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. You know, when I stop and think about this, it's so much of the time we are so passive in the church or as human beings. It's not necessarily church people. A lot of times it's just people. We're passive. We don't want to do anything. We don't want to work hard. I mean, I've had lots of people tell me, I say, you know, I can tell you how to get healed. Is it going to be easy? Is it going to be easy? No, it ain't going to be easy, is it? It's going to take some diligence, isn't it, Tom? But, well, then, if it's going to take diligence, if I'm going to have to go to all this and spend all these hours working and reading the Bible, why don't you just pray for me and maybe God will heal me? Why don't you just pray for me? Well, I'm not the healer. He is. And he's not going to heal you just because I pray for you if you're not going to spend some time with him. Is that right? How long have y'all been married now? September the 18th. So we got an old married couple over here. I'll bet you from September the 18th till today, I bet you they spend time together. What do you think about that? Oh, is that right? Yeah. Isn't that amazing that they spend time together? They want to be together. That's why you got married last September the 18th, right? You wanted to be able to spend time with each other, in the same house together, in the same car together, going out to dinner together, eating at home together. They want to spend time together. I bet you they've had a real intimate walk since September the 18th, right? Sure, because you love each other. But, you know, that's the way God wants it, and he don't want it to be just for 2 or 3 months, does he? He wants it to be forever, right? And that's the way we should be as men and women. Our walk with our mate should be intimate. You know, we should spend time with them. We should love them. We should hold them. Like I told some of y'all yesterday, I said, you know, just the other day, Cheryl and I was in there in the kitchen having a little bite to eat, and I'm sitting there, and she's up cleaning the dishes and putting stuff up, and all of a sudden, I just scoot my chair around, and I pat myself on the leg about 3 times, and she says, what does that mean? I said, woman, come over here and sit down right there. So I didn't have to tell her twice. Man, she'd come over there and just sit down on my lap and just put her arm around me, and I just hugged and kissed on her for a little while. She loves that. Does girls love that? Yes, girls, wives love that from their husbands. And I don't care how old you get, that woman still loves for you to love her and hold her. You know that? If they love that intimacy with their mate, and we're all mates of God, do you think God loves that? Yes, he does. That's why he tells us to work hard, to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. Doing this, you will never stumble or fall away. You know, if what really gets me is every time I hear somebody say, well, you know, I got saved when I was 12 or 15 or whatever, but then in my later years up about 16 or 17, I backslid. And I backslid till I was 35 years old before I came back home. Boy, that breaks my heart to think what you have been cheated of everything in that period of time. You just don't realize the problems that happened in your life that would have not happened if you had not had that time of backsliding. Because when you were backsliding, there was things happen. God was doing all kinds of things to bring you back home. And probably you were being made sick and everything else. Probably having car wrecks and all kinds of losing jobs, all kinds of things. God was doing all those things to bring you back to Him. And you wasn't even smart enough to know that He was doing it. You thought that's just the way life is. Is that right? Sure, that's what happens to us. But He's doing it to bring you back. He does not want you to stumble or fall away. But if you work hard and diligently and get in the Word of God and spend time with God, you will never fall away. There's no place where God's Word says a pastor ever gets to retire. He says you are to occupy till He comes. Is that what we're supposed to do? So let's go on down to the next couple of verses. And God will open wide the gates of heaven for you to enter into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And nobody knows when we're going to get there, but can you imagine that when you start to approach the gates of heaven, those big, beautiful pearl gates just open up, and the King standing on the other side with his arms open saying, come in. That's a promise from God right here in the Word, isn't it?
Amen.
If that's a promise from God, we want to make sure we have worked hard so that He will enter us into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I plan to keep on reminding you of these things, even though you already know them and are standing firm in the truth. That's why I went back over this again today, because we covered this last Sunday. But some of you wasn't here last Sunday, and some of you didn't know, and some of you that were here last Sunday might have missed that. Because you know how easy it is to miss something? Yeah, I do. Sometimes I forget what I preach on myself, you know, so that's bad. But I plan to keep on reminding you of these things. Maybe it's me I'm reminding. But even though you already know them and are standing firm in the truth, well, I hope that everybody here is standing firm in the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I know everybody in all churches are not there. Now, the next two verses says, yes, I believe I should keep on reminding you of these things as long as I live. But the Lord Jesus Christ has shown me that my days here on earth are numbered and I am soon to die. Now, that's Peter telling that. Now, how many of you know how Peter died? He died on a cross. And whenever they started to put him on the cross, he said, I am not worthy to die like my master died. So put me on a cross and hang me upside down. So they nailed Peter to the cross and then put the cross upside down, and he died upside down. Wow! That's pretty tough, isn't it? But the Lord had already told him how he was going to die. He had even showed him that he was going to die on a cross. He showed him way back there before he left. Verse 15 and 16, so I will work hard to make these things clear to you. I want you to remember them long after I am gone. You know, and the thing that would bless me beyond the wildest things I can think of is if 5, 10, 20, 30 years after I go home to be with Jesus, somebody says, you remember Thurman Scrivener? Oh, yeah, he was that guy that had that healing school every second Saturday. He's the one I went over there and my children got saved or healed or delivered. Is that the way you want to be remembered? Yeah, that's the way I want to be remembered. Wow, he's the man that prayed for my uncle and he got healed. I remember that guy. I don't want to be remembered like the Channel 4 the other night. It's been a while back. I was watching a little news. Now, some guy that had been there 30 years and he was retiring. And so everybody was saying something about him. And one man came down and said, how are you going to miss whatever his name was? I don't remember. And he said, well, only thing I can say about him, he could tell the best dirty jokes of anybody I ever seen. I thought, oh, God, Lord, I don't never want to tell not one single dirty joke ever. I would hate to think that that's the way I was remembered. For we were not making up clever stories when we told you about the power of our Lord Jesus Christ and His coming again. We have seen His majestic splendor with our own eyes. Now, what was Peter talking about there? He was there whenever the Father glorified Jesus when He was on the mountain that day, when they heard the Father speak, this is my beloved Son. In Him I am well pleased. How would you like for the Father to know you like that? This is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased. Then you can be assured that when you get to heaven, He's going to open those gates and be standing on the other side, isn't He, Joseph? Just like He said. I can't imagine, you know, how awesome that would be I think about Stephen, you know, when he was stoned because he was telling it like it was. And the Pharisees and Sadducees didn't want to hear it. So they started killing him, stoning him because he was telling them the truth. And he fell down. And as he started falling down and they're hitting him with big rocks, he looked up and he said, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father in heaven. And they just, oh, we don't want to hear it. And they killed him. I thought, Jesus is not standing at the right hand of the Father. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. But for Stephen's death, he stood. Can you imagine Jesus standing for you to come into the kingdom of God? That's beyond my imagination that he would stand for me. But he did for Stephen, because Stephen was about his business on earth. Wow! I'll tell you for sure, when Stephen left this earth, I can guarantee the gates of heaven were open and the king was on the other side. He was already standing when he got there. Wow, what a homecoming. 17 and 18. And he received honor and glory from God the Father when God's glorious, majestic voice called down from heaven, this is my beloved Son. I am fully pleased with him. We ourselves heard the voice when we were there with him on the holy mountain. Verse 19 and 20. Because of that, we have even greater confidence in the message proclaimed by the prophets. Pay close attention to what they wrote, for their words are like a light shining in a dark place until the day Christ appears and his brilliant light shines in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy in Scripture ever came from the prophets themselves. The men that wrote these prophetic utterances, most of them didn't even understand them themselves. They just wrote down what the Holy Spirit told them to write. And today there's many people out there say, you know, the Bible is just a book. It was written by man, so it doesn't mean anything. Let me tell you what. I can take 10 people, not near the number of people that wrote the Bible, but I can just take 10. I take 10 people and I give them one subject and I say, I want each one of y'all to write me a one-page article about this particular subject. And you know how many differences I probably will get? At least 10. At least 10. But the Word of God was written by these men over a period of 1,500 years and they're all in complete agreement. Now then, that tells me one man wrote the Bible, or one person, God, through the form of the Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit moved on the hearts of men, men penned it down. So the Bible was written by one individual, by God.
You've been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Walk Uprightly, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we would be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.